To look for love, this is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Don Wiseman. A health leader says she's confident with the way people in Samoa are handling the dengue fever outbreak. In the latest update, 34 new cases were reported in the week from April 15th to the 21st. A half-day clean-up's happening today with government employees joining in the efforts to eradicate mosquito breeding grounds. Benina Health Trust Chief Executive Roni Lialaiuloto has offices in Samoa and has been travelling to and from New Zealand.
Samoans are resilient and there doesn't seem to be any panicking or unnecessary buying up of any products, because also locals have their beliefs on what they can use as well, you know, to deter mosquitoes.
Kiribati High Court Judge David Lambourn says the decision by the Parliament to remove him from office is driven by politics and undermines the country's democracy. MPs voted very early this morning to accept a recommendation from a hastily set up tribunal that Judge Lambourn be removed. Alicia Foon has more.
Mr. Lambourn fears the government will now try and deport him. The decision is the culmination of nearly 4 years of effort to remove the Australian-born judge, who was married to the opposition leader Tessie Lambourn and who has lived in Kiribati for 20 years. Mr. Lambourn says when he sought to challenge the legitimacy of President Tanis Mamal's actions, he suspended the Chief Justice. When the Court of Appeal upheld the correctness of the Chief Justice's earlier decision regarding his tenure, he suspended all three Court of Appeal judges. Mr. Lambourn says an absence of accountability only leads to authoritarianism.
The Oceania University of Medicine has announced all eligible Samoan students will be fully funded in an effort to meet current doctor shortages. Local doctors, Dr. George Tuitama and Asiata Dr. Satu Paitia Viali, will lead the clinical course in Samoa, allowing students to access the same curriculum as their peers overseas without the added costs of travel and accommodation. Christina Persico has more.
The Samoa Observer reports the scholarship will cover the annual 47,000 tala tuition fee for the 4.5-year medical study. Those who have already paid this year will get the money refunded. 19 students are now covered under this scheme. The university's chief operating officer, Carmel Sang, says the university will also pick up the tab for additional costs and have them included in the scholarships.
The Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency says the latest MOU with the US provides an important platform in many other areas. The Memorandum of Understanding allows US purse seine fleets to fish in the exclusive economic zones of 18 Pacific nations and territories. The agreement includes an annual $60 million payment by the US government for 10 years. The Forum Fisheries Agency Director General, Dr. Manu Tuparusan, describes the deal as an enduring partnership.
It's not just about the fishing activities. It's all those important aspects around it to, for example, combat illegal fishing, protect the fishery, to manage and develop the fishery. So we're very excited about this continued work with the United States.
A politics professor says the reinstatement of Fiji's sacked education minister is all about the coalition government's need for stability. Newly elected SODELPA leader Isiri Renrondo was reinstated as the Minister for Education on Thursday after Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka had sacked him in January. Minister Renrondo was removed and placed on the backbench indefinitely due to insubordination and disobedience to Mr. Rabuka's directive. However, Mr. Rambuka said that Mr. Rendrondo was given a 3-month stand down, despite no earlier statements to back his claims. Professor Vijay Naidu says the government wants to restore order. Vanuatu's Internal Affairs Minister has revealed many Ni Vanuatu citizens are in Australian prisons for offences varying from very serious crimes to minor offences. Johnny Kuanopo told the media a lawyer who's offering pro bono or free legal services to Ni Vanuatu workers told him about the issue on his recent trip there. The lawyer told him he's handling around 30 cases. The Daily Post reports the minister admitting that labour mobility workers are not briefed properly when they leave Vanuatu is the main issue. He says some offences may be deemed okay in Vanuatu, but considered crimes under Australian law. The Northern Marianas generates an average of 34,000 tonnes of waste annually, with nearly one-fifth being plastic waste. The Office of Planning and Development released their waste study findings and management proposal during Earth Day under the theme Planet vs Plastics. This has led to the development of a five-year solid waste management plan. Proposed initiatives include recycling programs for offices and schools, educational awareness programs, and recycling centres. Large parts of the UK rail network could be brought back under public control if the opposition Labour Party in the UK wins the next election. If it happens, it would be the biggest British rail reform in a generation. Our correspondent, John Bever, reports.
In the country that created the modern railway, many argue that things have gone badly wrong. Since privatisation in the 1990s, half a dozen different companies are now responsible for trains across the UK. Some of those private companies have been accused of chronic underinvestment and putting shareholders before passengers. The opposition Labour Party says it will bring train services under public control over a five-year period as current contracts expire. The Conservative government has criticised the plans, saying they are ill-conceived and unfunded.
The Wellington Phoenix are backing coach, I should say they are backing captain Alex Rufer to keep taking penalty kicks for the remainder of the A-League season, if he wants to. Rufer missed a stoppage time penalty against Newcastle last week, which would have won the game. Phoenix forward Costa Barbarousis says Rufer's had plenty of success from the penalty spot this season and they trust him.
If he wants to step up and take the next one, he can do it, you know. And if he doesn't want to, if he tells me to take it or Fosker's on the field, then we will take it too. But as long as he wants to keep taking that responsibility, he can. You know, obviously for me, it means I might have scored a few less goals than I would have this year. But like I said, he's come up big in important moments.
The Phoenix play their last regular season game at home tomorrow night against MacArthur. A win for them and a loss for second place Central Coast would give the Phoenix the minor premiership. Meanwhile, Manchester City stepped up in their bid for a fourth English Premier League title in a row, downing Brighton 4-0. City's dominant display leaves them 1 point behind leaders Arsenal with a game in hand. The Crusaders players are taking ownership of their poor Super Rugby season. Pressure's mounting on coach Rob Penny, with the defending champions languishing at the bottom of the table. The Crusaders play the Melbourne Rebels in Christchurch tonight, and midfielder David Avili says the onus is on the underperforming players.
It's tough to see the sort of the articles coming out about them, because it's frustrating as a playing group. You know, we're not just by ourselves, but it's all of us, you know, all not performing, and we've got to find a way this weekend. And it's another great challenge. Like, this is the best thing about rugby. You get to get an opportunity week in and week out, regardless of what we've done in the last couple of weeks.
Also tonight, the Chiefs play the Waratahs in Sydney. The Tongan Sports Association and National Olympic Committees confirmed they're going to bid for the hosting rights of the 2031 Pacific Games. Tonga was supposed to have hosted the 2019 Pacific Games, but the government of the late Takalisi Pohiva withdrew their support. Vanuatu's created history at the ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifier in Abu Dhabi, defeating Zimbabwe in their opening match yesterday. The Ni Vanuatuans won by 6 wickets, scoring 62 for 4. With 21 balls left, Zimbabwe made 61. And it's the first win for Vanuatu against a fully International Cricket Council member team. And that's the latest in news and sport from RNZ Pacific.